From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The House Intelligence Committee has canceled all meetings this week as its chairman, Devin Nunes, rejects Democratic calls to recuse himself from the committee's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. "Why would I do that?" Nunes told reporters Tuesday, a day after his colleague, ranking Democrat committee member Representative Adam Schiff, released a statement calling for Nunes to step down. Nunes's spokesman said the congressman met a source on White House grounds before making his disclosure last week that President Donald Trump was caught up in incidental surveillance. White House officials say President Donald Trump will sign executive orders Tuesday that would effectively dismantle Obama-era environmental regulations, rekindling the debate about how human activity affects the Earth's climate. A senior White House official told reporters late Monday that Trump believes he can balance twin goals of protecting the environment while also promoting energy production in the U.S. Trump is directing federal agencies to identify rules the administration says impede domestic energy production as a first step in a six-month process to create a blueprint for the administration's future energy policy. Bertrand Piccard, the co-pilot of the sun-powered Solar Impulse airplane that circled the globe in 2015 and 2016, says taking care of the planet should also make business sense.
"Today, the solutions are profitable. They create jobs, they make profit, they sustain growth, and at the same time, they protect the environment. So if you want to make America great again, you need to use clean technologies."
This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Chief is calling on Iraq's military and a U.S.-led coalition to review their tactics in the battle against the Islamic State group in Mosul, warning that they should not fall into what he called the militants' trap of endangering civilians. Zayed Raad al-Hussein issued a statement Tuesday. The UN says at least 307 people were killed and 273 others wounded between February 17th and March 22nd in western Mosul. It attributed the casualties to all sides involved in the fight for western Mosul in Iraqi and coalition airstrikes, as well as Islamic State shelling and improvised explosive devices. A government spokesman says two bodies found in the Central Democratic Republic of Congo are likely the remains of missing UN investigators. Spokesman Lambert Mend told VOA French to Africa Tuesday that two Caucasian bodies, one male and one female, were found in Kasai Central Province. Mende said the bodies are probably those of UN experts Michael Sharp and Zaida Catalan, who disappeared in the area on March 12th while investigating alleged human rights violations. He said a third body was also found and is likely the remains of the investigator's driver. Mendes said tests are underway to confirm the identification. South African anti-apartheid activist Ahmed Kathrada, who spent 18 years imprisoned alongside Nelson Mandela, has died at the age of 87. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Johannesburg. I apologize for that technical problem. South Korean officials say salvage crews have found a body that may be one of the missing victims of a 2014 ferry disaster that killed more than 300 people. The Maritime Ministry said the remains were found in the area where crews raised the ship's wreckage last week. The ferry capsized in April 2014 with 476 people on board, many of them high school students, as the ship was traveling from Incheon to the holiday resort of Jeju Island. A total of 304 people died in what is one of the country's worst maritime disasters. The United Nations began negotiations Monday on an international nuclear weapons ban, which is opposed by countries that already possess nuclear weapons. Proponents of the ban see nuclear arms as a threat to global security. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.